Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Ella. By the way, that was Ella playing the Kids Commute theme on her electric bass. If you want to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, find sheet music and instructions at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters, and welcome to week 5 of our summer listening program for IPR's Kids Commute. Today, we're going to hear music by Aaron Copland. Copland was an American composer, pianist, and conductor born in Brooklyn, New York, in the year 1900. And he created what's thought of as a distinctively American style. His music creates ideas of wide open spaces, like prairies in the countryside. And it's interesting that he was drawn to the idea of the open outdoors because Aaron Copland grew up in New York City. His parents were Jewish immigrants from small towns in Lithuanian Russia. Copland had 4 other siblings, and he was especially close to his sister Laureen, who introduced him to ragtime and opera and taught him to play the piano. And by the time he was about 7, he started to make up his own songs, and by the age of 12, he was composing a little bit. In 1917, Copland started studying music theory and composition with Reuben Goldmark, who was a well-established composer, who was also the head of the composition department at the famous Juilliard School of Music. Copland's 1921 piano sonata was completed for Goldmark as a graduation piece. To study some more, Copland then moved to Paris and worked with Nadia Boulanger, who was the teacher of many well-known 20th century composers. Copland was very popular with audiences in the 1930s and 40s, and he wrote fun pieces like El Salón México and had great success with the 1943 ballet Appalachian Spring. That ballet won him a Pulitzer Prize. Later in the 1940s, Copland started composing music for the movies like Our Town or Of Mice and Men. He was nominated for 4 Oscars for his work and finally won for the 1949 movie The Heiress. By the late 1940s, Copland was a huge success and considered by many to be the most important American composer of his time. After many years of living in New York City, Copland finally headed for the open spaces he'd been writing about all this time and moved to the far more natural kind of setting of Peekskill, New York. And again, I mention here that he lived in New York City because he did such a great job of writing music about more rural settings, including 2 ballets about cowboys. The first was Billy the Kid, which we've listened to on an earlier episode of Kids Commute. We'll put the link on our web post for this episode. And the next was Rodeo. Now, here's a quick note on the pronunciation. Rodeo is how music scholars refer to the ballet. It does come from a Spanish word. Now, Copland occasionally called it rodeo when speaking casually, which is how we tend to talk about it in conversation. But for the record, the professional musician's pronunciation of this ballet is the original Spanish Rodeo. The ballet was choreographed by Agnes DeMille, who was such an incredible dancer that she also starred as the cowgirl, who is the star of the ballet, and she did such a good job that it was really hard for them to find a replacement for her when they did the ballet again, and they did it many times because it was a big hit. It premiered in 1942, and it's a super neat ballet because it uses lots of old cowboy tunes in a ballet setting. So here is what the ballet is about. Now imagine our star. She's a cowgirl. Now she's a tough cowpoke. She can do all the things the cowboys can do as well or better than they do. The ballet opens with Buckaroo Holiday, which is a rollicking day at the ranch. Then we meet our star, our cowgirl. Here's her theme, and keep your ears open because it does show up again in the ballet. Then, after we meet her, all the cowboys show up in a loud and thunderous fashion. Now, here's our first instance of Copeland using a song from the Old West. The song is called Sis Joe. It's a railroad song. Here's a little bit of the railroad song. And here's what it sounds like in the ballet. So, the cowgirl hangs tough with the other cowpokes, and DeMille said she acts like a boy. Not to be a boy, but to be liked by the boys. That's her strategy. And she has a terrible crush on the ranch's head wrangler. But he doesn't notice her, because he thinks of her as just kind of one of the guys. The person that he has a crush on is the girly girl, rancher's daughter. And the cowgirl's just too much of a buckaroo for this fellow, which Copeland illustrates plainly by using another cowboy song here called If He'd Be a Buckaroo. Here is Peggy Seeger singing some of that famous cowboy song, If He'd Be a Buckaroo.
If he'd be a buckaroo by his trade, I have him a hundo ready made. And if he throw his turns on right, I'll have my hundo every night with his ring-ting-tinny and his ring-ting-hey, with his ring-ting-tinny and his ring-ting-ho.
And here it is in the ballet. So with all that in mind, let's listen to our first scene of Rodeo, Buckaroo Holiday.
Thank you.
So, we've met our buckaroos. Happy cowboys, sad cowgirl. This leads us to the second scene of Rodeo, the Chorale Nocturne. The cowgirl is described here by a lot of writers as being totally lovesick. Like, she has this big crush on the head wrangler, but he doesn't think of her in a romantic way at all. To him, she's just another cowpoke. So, our cowgirl dances alone and sad and lonely through the empty horse corrals. By the way, the head wrangler does find her there, but then he leaves with the rancher's daughter anyway. Aw, poor cowgirl. Here's our next scene, the Chorale Nocturne.
Thank you.
Aw, buck up, little cowgirl, because now it's time for a party at the ranch house. This music is usually cut from orchestral suites of Rodeo, but we're going to listen to it today. So it's a party, and the music is kind of honky-tonk, ragtime party music on the piano. In the middle, though, we'll hear our cowgirl theme again. Here's a reminder of her theme. And this time, she's standing between her crush, the head wrangler, and another fella who is the champion roper. And once again, both of these fellas have their heads turned in the rancher's daughter's direction, which understandably makes our cowgirl feel a little blue. Here's the next scene of Rodeo, the ranch house party. After the ranch house party is a dance that Copeland titled Saturday Night Waltz. And it's much more mellow in mood as all the cowboys and cowgirls begin to pair up into couples and they start seeing each other with kind of sweetheart eyes. Agnes DeMille's transcription indicates that the pairing up happens when we hear Copeland quote the cowboy song I Ride in Old Paint. Here's what that sounds like.
I ride in old paint, I leave then I'm gone to Montana for to throw the hooly hen.
Here it is in the ballet.
I
And this is a little bit of a sad moment because, again, the cowgirl has her hopes set on pairing up with the wrangler, only to find that once again he has paired up with the rancher's daughter. So she kind of dances a solo dance that's a little bit sad, and then notices that the champion roper is watching her from the distance, and he also does not have someone dancing with him. So the soft and tender melody that Copeland uses makes us feel like there might be a little romance in the air here. But the cowgirl's not used to getting that kind of attention from guys, and she doesn't really know what to do. So she puts on her tough girl act and pushes the roper away, pretending like she's not interested. Here's the Saturday Night Waltz. after the Saturday Night Waltz, we come to the big event, the Hoedown. A hoedown is a lively gathering with lots of great folk music, and Mr. Copeland certainly gives us a big, energetic sound. The main tune in Hoedown was inspired by the song Bonaparte's Retreat. According to an article from the American Folklife Center, Bonaparte's Retreat is probably Irish in origin and was used for ballads about Napoleon's defeat and exile. We learned about some of that with the 1812 Overture earlier in our summer listening program, so check that out. So this was used as a military march during the American Civil War, was usually played pretty slowly. Copeland's inspiration, though, came from a recording of a performance by Kentucky fiddler Bill Stepp in 1937, which Stepp played about twice as fast as the original. And Copeland thought that was just awesome, so he basically used it note for note in Hoedown. As far as our cowboys and cowgirls are concerned, it's time to get fast and energetic dancing, and everybody's dressed in nice clothes and having a great time. And in the middle of it all, the cowgirl and the roper pair up after all. And at the end of the piece, they have a big old smooch and hopefully live happily ever after. So there's our story from Rodeo, our cowgirl finding herself a fella who liked her just the way she was all along. Hooray! Or should I say, yeehaw! Or should I say, yeah, that's better.
Thank you.
Aaron Copland conducted his own work with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, except for the Ranch House Party Movement. That one was performed by Leonard Slatkin conducting the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. All right, kids commuters, hope you had fun at the Rodeo with me and that you've been enjoying the summer listening program. There is one more Quizlet question for you to answer from this program. Send us the answer to this Quizlet in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482 so you can win our last week's special Kids Commute prize. So here's the question. Aaron Copland's Rodeo was his second cowboy ballet. What was Copland's first cowboy ballet? Send us that answer. Win yourself a prize. Okay, that does it for Kids Commute Summer Listening Program. I hope you are having a fabulous summer and that you enjoy the rest of it. Kids Commute will be back with daily broadcasts when the school year gets going again in September. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony.
Have a fantastic summer, cowpokes.